Hey, it's Tim Lewis, president and executive producer of Morally Creative, talking about the need to make a quick impression in your video. 8 seconds. That's the amount of time a bull rider needs to complete a ride. It's the average amount of time it takes someone to answer the phone. And it's also the length of time you have to make an impression. That's right. In the world of video production, you have 8 seconds to grab an audience. Otherwise, viewers could move on to something else. Now, that first section took me more than 8 seconds to get through, so if you're still here, I made an impression. Thanks for sticking around. Let's make it worth your while and get down to business. I first learned about human attention span when I was in college. My broadcast professor preached that we needed to catch a news director's attention in the first 10 seconds of our demo reel. If we didn't, then they'd likely shut it off and move on to the next person. So in other words, make a quick impression or good luck finding a job. So that tip sat with me, and it still does in video production. Now, the crazy thing is, the average human attention span has gotten even shorter since then. According to a study by Statistic Brain, the average human attention span is now just 8 seconds. That's down from 12 seconds in 2000. And get this, it's even shorter than a goldfish at 9 seconds. So if you want someone to watch your video, you have to hook them early. You're probably asking, how can I hook the audience early? Well, my best suggestion as a video production professional and former television broadcaster is use a powerful soundbite or a strong natural sound, or just mix the two together. So let's say, for example, you need a video for your medical center. The start of your story can be ambulance sirens blaring, backed by a soundbite from a surgeon or doctor saying, "It was a terrible accident. I can't believe anyone made it out of that vehicle alive." Meanwhile, on screen, you see an image or video of that vehicle smashed up. That introduction right there would definitely hook me. And then your story can continue on to how the surgeon or doctor helped save a life, or whatever message it is you're trying to deliver. Now, I understand every video is not that dramatic, but whatever story you're telling it for a reason. You think it's interesting, and you believe others will too. Now, what's the most unusual, unique, or interesting part of your story? Whatever that is, use it and build from there. Leave your audience curious and wanting more. In the world of news, we call it a tease. Now, here's an example of a story we did with a company called Pacific Bag. And when I say here's an example, it's in the blog post. As the name suggests, Pacific Bag, they make bags. And even they admit it can be difficult to make the topic of bags interesting. And they even had a little fun with that in my back and forth interviews with them. So that's what I used to make an impression in their feature story. Again, check out the video on the blog post to understand what I'm talking about. Now, every story has a hook. Otherwise, it's not a story. Find your hook and use it within the first few seconds of your video. Tease the viewers and leave them craving more. Otherwise, you run the risk of losing your audience and having them miss the message completely. You have 8 seconds. Make the most of them. Now, how do you make a quick impression on a viewer? We'd love to hear from you, so go ahead and leave a comment on this blog post. Or you can also check us out at Morally Creative on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. And you can also see us on Vimeo and YouTube. And if you also want to learn more video production tips, scope out our website, Morally.com, M-O-A-R-L-Y.com, for more.